Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, on a Tuesday, it is great to have you in live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, the Baseball All-Star Game on Fox tonight, a showcase of the global talent, which has exploded, which is amazing. And Joy Taylor is joining me on a Tuesday. Sorry I missed yesterday, Joy. We've each had an experience where we couldn't show up because planes, trains, automobiles, whatevs. Great to be back.
Good to have you back. Yeah, that happened to me in Miami last year during COVID. There weren't a lot of flights. Listen, and flights canceled. Nothing you can do about it.
Folks, here's what's happening in America. We have been cooped up for a couple of years. Airports are packed. Hotels are packed. Restaurants are packed. Rental cars, they're out of cars.
Yep.
That's the world we live in. The national park system, they're closing the doors by 9 in the morning. America wants out. They want to enjoy their freedom, so it's busy. And if you travel, be warned, it'll be jammed everywhere. I want to start with this, the baseball All-Star game tonight. I should be a marketer. Really, I'll be as humble as I can. I am brilliant. I thought of this morning. Baseball should have a new campaign. Shohei Ohtani, better than Babe. Oh, he is, right? You know that, right? He plays for the Angels. I live in L.A. County, which is north of Orange County, and I've never seen an Angel hat here. So it's the second most popular baseball team, probably the seventh most popular sports franchise in the area of which I live. So he doesn't get a lot of acclaim and a lot of publicity. He's unbelievable. He is simultaneously an ace and the home run king. He's the only player ever to have 20-plus home runs and over 80 strikeouts in a season. Babe Ruth has always been a lot of mythology. I'm sorry, old heads, it's true. Did you know this about Babe Ruth? Most people don't. He started in Boston with the Red Sox as a pitcher. He was very dominant. Babe Ruth was a dominant pitcher. But in those years with the Red Sox, he had 49 home runs in 6 years. 8 a year. He was a pitching story, not a hitting story. Well, it was a dead ball era. 8 home runs a year against that level of competition. It must have been some dead ball. Did it come out of the coffin? They had to go to a cemetery to get the baseballs. How dead was it? Then he goes to New York, and Babe Ruth actually didn't pitch. You didn't know that. No, he only started two games ever as a Yankee. First year in New York, he pitched four innings. The next year, he pitched nine innings, and Babe was done pitching in New York. So in Boston, he was a pitching star with power, but not that much power. Then he goes to New York. He's just a hitter, which is, by the way, a great hitter. Shohei Ohtani is doing it simultaneously against global talent, against the world's best baseball players, in a sport now that's all about specialists. People don't understand this. First of all, Babe Ruth was 6'2 and a little overweight, and he looked like a giant. Shohei Ohtani is 6'4. On the 40-man Angels roster, I looked it up this morning, he's the fifth tallest guy in his own team. Babe looked like he was a foot taller than the entire sport. Babe never faced an elite closer. He never had to face a cutter, global talent, specialist, or four times a night. Shohei Ohtani will often face four different pitchers, all throwing gas, 95+. Have you watched baseball? Dudes are cranking now. When I was a kid in the 70s, forget Babe Ruth's era, in the 70s, the dominant baseball team was the Cincinnati Reds. They had one guy that threw in the 90s, Don Gullett. He was a high school football star in Kentucky. He went on to be a great pitcher for the Reds, a left-hander, number 35. Remember him well, my favorite team, my favorite pitcher. Gullett threw 95. Only pitcher on the Reds that threw in the 90s. They had Fred Norman, Jack Billingsley, Clay Carroll. They had off-speed guys. That's the way baseball was. Baseball now is all guys throwing absolute gas. Ohtani faces all of them and rolls his eyes and rolls a ball about 490 feet. He's an unbelievable talent, but he plays for the Angels, and I'll be honest, in Los Angeles, and they're just down the road. I used to live 40 minutes from the stadium. You never see an Angels hat. You never see an Angels hat in L.A. County. It's Dodger cap, it's Rams, it's Lakers, it's USC, it's UCLA. So, and the idea, the specialist thing's amazing. Babe didn't face middle relievers and setup men, and everything now in life is specialists. Shohei Ohtani will face a guy that's job is just to set up a closer. He comes in the seventh and pitches to two batters. That's his job. Babe Ruth faced plumbers and sandwich makers and drywall fitters, if they had drywall back then. That's what he faced. Mechanics. It was your second job. You were exhausted coming to the park. Shohei Ohtani faces the world's best talent. Their job is to often pitch to two batters in the seventh inning to set up your closer. And he is destroying the sport, global talent at the same time. Better than Babe. And it's not close. This kid is a remarkable all-time talent. Baseball needs to do a better job marketing him. And by the way, you are free to use my campaign. It will offend some of the old heads. Get off my lawn. Who cares? They're not going anywhere. If you wanna get people excited about this kid, watch him tonight. It's just, there's nothing like him in my life. Nothing like him. An unbelievable talent. Okay, so everybody's freaking out. Team USA. They put this Team USA together for the Olympics in Tokyo, right? And they're doing some exhibitions in Vegas. And everybody's freaking out because we've lost to Nigeria and Australia. And let's break this down. Let's break this down. So basketball and soccer are very unique. They're the only sports I can think of, team sports I can think of, where you could go to the park and play if you had a ball. You could play by yourself in your backyard, kick the ball around. I had a soccer ball as a kid. I just kicked it against the wall at my house. I shot baskets by myself. When I was a kid, I pretended I was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and I would do my sky hook over my friend Mark Fisher, and we would play for hours on end. Or sometimes, I would just play by myself. Can't do that with baseball. Can't pitch to yourself. Can't do it with football. Hard to tackle yourself. Not going to do it with hockey much, right? But because of that, there is no economic burden for basketball and soccer. If you got a ball or somebody does, if you got a little bit of a backyard, just go to a park and play. And because of that, the talent is global. In soccer, you'll see a country like Ivory Coast be awesome. In basketball, our best players from Slovenia. With skiing, you need a mountain. With golf, you need money and a course. With baseball, you need bats and balls and gloves and teammates and a park. The world has a bunch of really good soccer players and a bunch of really good basketball players. And we still produce more of the great ones. But basketball is changing. It pays a lot of money. And kids are always ahead of adults on ways to make money. Ever notice that? They're the trendsetters with fashion, with music, with style, with TikTok, and with sports. That's why kids in California, there's no more running backs. We have a state of 39 million people. There's about two good running backs in the state a year. Why? Because the kids are all like, I don't want to get hit. I want to be a receiver and quarterback. I want to make all the money. You can find 50 good wide receivers, four-star wide receivers in California. You can find 12 good quarterbacks. Everybody recruits quarterbacks in Southern Cal. Notre Dame does, Michigan does, USC does, Pac-12 does, Clemson does, Alabama does, LSU does. Everybody does. Because the kids are like, I don't want to play running back and get hit. Kids see the money in soccer. Messi made $650 million. Kids see the money in basketball. There's no economic burden, barrier to entry to get in. So the quality of basketball is amazing. Think about what we're seeing in America right now. And I'm not saying we shouldn't beat Nigeria and Australia. These are just exhibitions. Shocking. We didn't get up for Australia and Nigeria in Vegas at an exhibition. Shocking. But I'm going to tell you what's happening right now in the NBA. Right now, this second. Who's dominating the finals individually? Giannis. He's from Greece. The best young player, I think we'd have to admit it's Luka. He's from Slovenia. The MVP, Nikola Jokic from Serbia. The runner-up, Joel Embiid from Cameroon. The defensive player of the year is from France, Rudy Gobert. There's no reason to be afraid of it. There's no reason for fear. The winners are you and I in America as consumers. The global talent in basketball is phenomenal. I can remember, I'm old enough to remember in the 80s, you'd get the random European player and the media would try to tell you how great they were. Oh, this guy's great and that guy's great. And you'd be like, they're not as good as our players. Oh, they're as good as our players. In fact, recently, they're better. And they're getting really, really good. And their academy system is remarkable. It's the envy of the world. And that means if we, in an exhibition game, throw a bunch of players off a COVID bubble and a condensed season who are washed and they don't care and half are free agents and Jason Tatum's got a new coach and Bradley Beal's going to have a new teammate and Dame's going to have a new team and they're not really focused, you can lose to Nigeria. You can lose to Australia. And there's nothing to be afraid of. Basketball has never, whether you watch it or not, been more of a global game and more skilled. Okay, so, you know, I am, Joy and I are America's honesty brokers. We do not like to be lied to. But it appears the Sixers general manager was fibbing when he said Ben Simmons is part of our future. Yeah, in June. It's July and they're already moving him. That's coming up where he's going
to
go.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Cremo presents a complete line of body wash, body bars, antiperspirants, deodorants, Cremo products designed with good uncommon sense. Get it at cremocompany.com, C-R-E-M-O. You can't get this hair without Cremo. Joy would use it, but it's mostly dude product. So, you know, it is what it is, you know, whatever. All right, so we do not like when people fib to us. Daryl Morey's a friend of the show, but he said Ben Simmons is part of our future. And we rolled our eyes and said, you got to say that to get more in a trade. But Ben Simmons isn't going to be in Philadelphia. He doesn't work with Embiid. The chemistry's bad. They don't like each other. And frankly, you better move him because his trade value is plummeting since, you know, in a shooter's league, he can't shoot. Well, a story today from Sham Charania, who's great, also a friend of the show, is Ben Simmons is on the trade block, and the Sixers are the ones that are engaging teams. He is on the move. As he should be, this is the right move for Philadelphia, who has a great player in Embiid, a good player in Tobias Harris, and I think can get some draft picks and another good player for Ben Simmons. So the thing about the story that jumped out to me is, according to Shams and The Athletic, is the Sixers want an all-star player in return. Okay, I wouldn't get paralyzed by that. The team that makes the most sense is Golden State. Golden State could use size, and James Wiseman is not a good fit. He's a weird fit with that roster. You got Steph and Klay in their primes, Draymond on the back end of his prime. You need a guy that can do things now to help you, and Ben Simmons can. He's an elite defender. He's an elite passer. He can finish at the rim, and he's long. He could be like, you know, Jokic is a point center. He could be your point center at times. Ben could really do that, or a point forward. You'd have a great ball-handling team between Steph and Klay and Draymond and Simmons. Your top four guys would all be very good in the open floor, all capable, two of shooting and two of finishing at the rim. They also have two lottery picks to the Warriors, the 7 and 14 picks. 14 is a lottery pick. They also have Andrew Wiggins. To make a trade like this, you have to have a salary that matches in the NBA. You don't in the NFL, you don't in baseball. But in the NBA, when you make a trade, you have to have, like, get up to 10% within the contracts. So the Warriors could give the Sixers one of their two lottery picks, probably the better one, like the 7 pick, and Andrew Wiggins. And you say, well, that's not an all-star player. Wiggins gives you 18-19. He's ready to play today. Andrew Wiggins, Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, and a lottery pick in a really, really strong draft, a guy that will play maybe the first off the bench, maybe your fifth starter, but you're going to get a really good player in this draft. I would not give the Sixers Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, and both lottery picks. I would, for the rumor this morning, that the Warriors want Dame from the Blazers. Now, I would give up two lottery picks and Andrew Wiggins. It's perhaps time for Portland to rebuild. I think Portland needs to think seriously about that. And maybe you get You know, you get Wiseman. You're big. You can trade your other bigs. It's a scary situation for Portland, because then you'd have Steph and Dame, potentially Clay. You know, maybe if you're the Blazers, you demand to get, we'll trade you Dame, we get Clay. I don't want to face Steph, Clay, and Dame coming back to the Rose Garden dropping 60. I have no interest. Maybe 90. So if there may be a deal in the works. I would give up almost anything if I was Golden State to get Dame. I wouldn't give up almost anything to get Ben Simmons, but I think Simmons answers a lot of questions. He gives you size, but Wiseman's a weird fit. Ben Simmons, a great ball handler, would get the ball to Clay and Steph. I think he'd be a great fit. He doesn't work in Philadelphia, but Philadelphia doesn't want to just get a lottery pick because Embiid's right now ready to win championships. So you've got Andrew Wiggins is going to give you 18 a game. Tobias Harris gives you what he gives you. Embiid, a great lottery pick. And maybe, by the way, you can get a third team involved with Wiseman if the Warriors would give that up. You don't need Wiseman in Philadelphia. Again, we can talk ourselves into circles on this thing, but I think Philadelphia-Golden State is the pairing. It solves some issues. It would make the chemistry better for the Sixers, and Wiggins can hit a three and hit a jumper. So Philadelphia would get what they want. They'd improve the chemistry. They wouldn't be as good defensively, but Philadelphia is a good defensive team anyway. They got a lot of long wings and a lot of length. And it would give Golden State another ball handler and some size and a great distributor, so Steph doesn't have to have the ball in his hands constantly. If you've ever watched Steph Curry play, the guy he's Energizer Buddy. He's running off screens. It's great. Steph does not need to have the ball. He's not James Harden. Steph doesn't need the ball to get open. So you could give Ben the ball and let Steph run around the floor and get open. I think it would give Steph. We've seen Phoenix, Chris Paul only having to play 31 minutes, not dominate the ball all the time. It gives him a little bit of a break as he's aged and has injuries. Steph's had injuries. He's getting older. You could get him off the ball sometimes with the ball. So I like it for Golden State. I like it for the Philadelphia 76ers. But now it is being talked about. The Sixers, according to Sham Sharanya, who breaks a ton of stories, we bring them on often on this show. Philly is engaging teams. They want an all-star. I would not make that the be-all, end-all. In the end, I just want somebody that makes us better. I mean, hell, Rudy Gobert is an all-star. You think Rudy Gobert and Embiid work? I don't need an all-star. I need a guy that's a star in his role for the Sixers with a superstar in Joel Embiid. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
LeBron just finished his 18th NBA season.
That's
his
a lot.
Third with the Lakers. It is a long career. That's not counting all the extra games that he's played throughout the playoffs,
right,
which add up to about three more seasons. He was recently on the Smartless podcast and said that his plan is to retire a Laker, and he doesn't want to play for any other team.
That's an interesting podcast. It's got no sound.
No sound. He said, I truly hope I can finish my career with the Lakers. However,
being with a historical franchise like the Lakers or something, like, it's like me, you know, being in Space Jam now. I never thought it'd be possible. You think about Kareem and Magic and Wilt and Jerry West and Elgin Baylor, Kobe, Shaq, all the whole list goes on.
Well, that wasn't the important part. The important part was that I truly hope I can finish my career with the Lakers. However many years that is, it's 4, 5, 6, whatever, 7. I hope I can continue to play the game. I love being in L.A. My family loves being in L.A. And being with a historical franchise like the Lakers is something. I don't know that this is really news, because I did not feel like this was going to be a stopover for LeBron.
Yeah, his son's playing high school basketball in L.A.
And that's the other important part. Yes. Bronny is playing at Sierra Canyon. He is class of 2023. So, you know, LeBron said, like, he wants to try and play with his son. Now, that the earliest it would be is 2023 if he went straight out of high school, which is likely not the case. So it would be the 2024 or 2025 season. And we're starting to get a couple of years down the road for LeBron to still be playing. But, I mean, why not? Like, I think he would have to change his game a little bit, but guys are playing later and later into their careers. Yeah. And as far as like leaving LA, like, this, LA is not really a place you move to at like the ending of your career and then plan on moving again. This is just like, this is like a place, well, it's a destination.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many opportunities for players here. Production, film, you know, coaching. I mean, there's so many teams here. The weather's good. You know, I mean, most stars retire and they leave the city they play. Peyton Manning leaves Indianapolis.
Right.
I mean, Brady couldn't wait to get out of Boston, and that's a major city. But L.A., you can disappear as a pro athlete. So I've talked to pro athletes a lot about this. In Los Angeles, you put a baseball cap on and sunglasses, nobody cares. I've driven by a restaurant in my neighborhood and seen LeBron. He is not being mobbed.
Well, because you see stars all the time.
And they're everywhere.
Someone might stop you and ask you for a picture.
Do you know, in my little pharmacy, there's a little pharmacy by my house, and it's so funny because, Joy, they take every square inch. They've got pills on top of pills. In L.A., real estate, everything's jammed.
You're going to maximize it.
Right. So I've seen Bob Saget, the comedian. I have seen former Kelly Rutherford, who was I don't know if it was 90210 or something, like one of those big shows. At the golf club around the corner, James Worthy, and I'm told Don Cheadle is there. And nobody bothers
them. Have you met Don Cheadle yet?
No, you know how much I love Don Cheadle.
I know. That's why I said, you said no one bothers them. Are you going to bother Don Cheadle? You're going to say hello to Don Cheadle.
No, I would say, I'm not going to bother him, but Don Cheadle is one of my favorite actors. And a lot of Hollywood's nonsense, but I love Don Cheadle.
You're definitely saying hello to Don Cheadle.
Yeah, no, I'd say hello. I would say, hi, Don Cheadle. And then I would leave. I wouldn't make a thing out of it.
You're not going to call him Don. So according to Woj, Suns assistant coach Willie Green has become the front runner to take over as the head coach of the Pelicans next season. He is a 12-year NBA vet, and he's been an assistant in Phoenix for the last two seasons, and he spent three seasons prior to that with Golden State. He actually has some prior experience in New Orleans. He played there for one season, 2010-2011, when the team was still the Hornets, and he played with Monty Williams. And that team was led by point guard Chris Paul. So he has a tie to the Pelicans to begin with. He was in the playoffs seven of his 12 seasons, including that year in New Orleans, which is just one of the seven playoff trips the team's made in franchise history.
Right.
So it'll be the third coach for Zion as he enters his third season with New Orleans.
Come on.
Look, I can't take people seriously when they complain about Zion like putting pressure.
Does anybody think Zion would, if he got drafted by, you know, a top team in the NBA, would he be doing this? If,
no.
Like that, if the Spurs drafted Zion, do you think he'd be like, get me out of here? No. It's like Matt Stafford for 11 years put up with the Lions nonsense and finally said, can I, and we all say, why did Matt Stafford stay in Detroit 11 years? Because he was trapped. NBA guys, due to the CBA, aren't as trapped. And so if you go to a franchise that's kind of a mess, you want out. I totally get it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that no one is saying that Zion wants out. They're just saying you need to pick up the pace on getting this stable. Like, it's his third coach in three seasons. It's complete nonsense that anyone is defending the organization at this point. And listen, maybe Willie is the right hire. He certainly has the credentials and the experience to do it, and he's been with organizations that are winning, so he can bring that to the Pelicans. But it's going to take more than a head coach to get this thing rolling, but that's where you have to start. You can't keep running through personnel, especially in the formative years of a young player's career, and especially someone like Zion who has the expectations that he has on him. So I'm fully on the Zion Williamson camp. Like,
right.
Get this thing together. So I know you don't love the Derby.
I will say this about the Derby. I thought the players were into it.
Yeah.
And so if you're into something, then passion is an easy sell for me. And the players were totally into it.
I love the Derby because I love home runs. And who doesn't? I also like watching the fans. And it is a big family night, to your point, for the players.
Yes.
Like, they can have their kids down there on the field. It's very intimate. The fans go crazy catching the home runs. I love the timing elements of it because it really gives it some urgency, and like you're trying to get the pitches in
right.
So you can catch up. And it was a great watch last night. And Ohtani was obviously in the first round, which was it actually ended up being like the best watch was the first round.
Right.
But Mets first baseman Pete Alonso won the home run derby, beating Orioles first baseman Trey Mancini to become the third ever back-to-back home run champion. And following the events, Alonso was not shy about complimenting himself.
I think I'm the best power hitter on the planet. And being able to showcase that and really put on a fun display for fans, I just think that it's truly a dream come true for me. And to be able to do it back to back, this is really special for me.
And oh, good for him.
Really, really cool.
Mets actually have some players. There's one team in New York that's not underachieving. It's the Mets. They've got some great, between DeGrom and him, they got some good players.
Well, I mean, look, he's back-to-back home run derby champion. He can say that about himself. He had 74 home runs. I also think it gets a little, like, we're a little desensitized. I know it's not, like, MLB level pitching that they're grooving them all to them as they should be, but it's still hard to smack a ball that far 74 times.
Does he look a little bit, show this again, he looks a little like Bradley Cooper. Am I nuts on that?
I need a closer.
I'm sorry. In the first picture, he's got a little Bradley Cooper look. By the way, he is, there's a little Bradley Cooper? Bradley Cooper with power. And a little bigger nose.
The MLB All-Star Game is tonight at 7 Eastern on Fox.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
All right. Former New York Times sports writer, Akron Beacon Journal. I bet Chris Broussard was the talk of the Akron Beacon Journal newsroom. When he walked in, people were like, that guy's going places. At the Akron Beacon Journal, Chris Broussard, my guy, is joining us. Fox Sports NBA analyst. Do you remember the days of the Akron Beacon Journal, Broussard? Were you the man there?
I do remember, Colin. I started out as a half writer, half editor. So I would sit there and I actually edited stories, put titles on stories and all that stuff.
Whoa.
In addition to writing.
All right.
But that's where I got my big break, started covering, went from high school to the pros.
Oh, little resume. Talk about Chris Broussard's career. Speaking of careers, Ben Simmons, story out today that the Sixers, and we sort of suspected this, Chris, are engaging teams in talks. I don't love the idea that Daryl Morey says, I want an all-star in return. That's what the story states. What I think they need is somebody who's a star in their role. I'll throw this at you. If you gave me the number 7 pick in Andrew Wiggins from the Warriors, you would get another shooter. It's a very strong draft. At the 7 pick, you're probably getting a starter or a first guy off a bench. Is that something that would interest you?
Well, here's the thing. If I'm Golden State, and I look, he was part of the dynasty, right? But I'm giving up Draymond Green. And the question is, would Philly, because Philly won him, I think he fills some needs for Philly. One, they need leadership among the players, right, yeah, in the locker room. Draymond's a leader. We know how volatile he is and everything, but he was an inspirational leader in that Golden State locker room. I think he could get the best out of Joel Embiid, and he's a great defender, so you don't lose a ton there. In Golden State, I don't need Draymond if I have Ben. In fact, I want Ben to be the new Draymond. Ben is a young Draymond, you know, and he's the playmaker, so Steph can still run off the ball and all that. He's a great defender. The only thing Ben lacks that Draymond has is that Draymond will take the occasional three.
Yeah.
All right, just to keep the defense honest, Ben, he might not hit it, but he'll take it, and Ben's got to just take them. But I don't think that's enough to get it done for Philly. So then you talk about, do I have to throw in Wiggins? Now you got to get somebody back from Philly to make it work. I don't think Philly would do it, but I'd love to get Seth Curry. Give me Seth and Ben for Draymond and Wiggins and the number 7 pick. Now we might be talking, but the bottom line is I like what you're thinking about Ben Simmons to Golden State.
Yeah.
Because I do think he'd be a great fit, but I just think you got to give up Draymond because you don't need Draymond if I've been.
Well, and I also think the Warriors will take a big swing. We know this. They have taken big swings before. I think they need to do it again, and I think Philadelphia needs to take a big swing. And Daryl Morey has a history of that. So when you get Bob Myers and Daryl Morey, sharp guys, they take big swings. That's how this stuff happens. I think we could have a lot of players move in this Ben Simmons deal, and I can't wait for it. Okay, everybody's freaking out. It's an exhibition. We lose to Nigeria, and we lose to Australia. Could I use this excuse? Off the bubble and off the condensed season, you got a bunch of – a lot of the stars didn't want to play in this. The ones that are playing in it, Dame and Bradley Beal and Jason Tatum, and there's trade talks, and it's kind of a distracted basketball team that I'm not sure if they have a go-to leader. Is that a reasonable excuse?
Now, look, 24 hours ago, I was where you were at. No big deal, please. This is nothing to worry about. But now, look, we know, Colin, they went out for last night's game. Like, look, we're going to prove that that loss to Nigeria, who we beat a few years ago by 80-something, was a fluke. All right, we're going to set the basketball world back in order and run through Australia. And they lost. All right, so a week ago, I thought it was a guarantee that America's going to win the gold medal. Now, I think they still can win it, but it's far from a guarantee. So I'm concerned. I think the roster construction was poor.
Yeah.
There's no rim protector or big man right on the roster. And you might think, well, you don't need that in international play. Last night, Australia lived at the rim.
Yeah.
Backdoor cuts, dives, all that stuff, and they scored 44 points in the paint. And then look at the roster, Colin. Other than Draymond Green, there's not a natural playmaker on the team. Sure, Dame can pass. Sure, KD can pass. But they're score-first guys.
Yeah.
So is Beal. So is Jason Tatum. And now you say, okay, who's kind of getting everybody involved? The reason it worked in Brooklyn is because James Harden is a natural playmaker and could get guys involved. Who's doing that on this team? So yeah. I've got some concerns.
Yeah, no, I think your initial point, and we've seen this before, it's a poorly constructed team. Now, I will defend USA basketball. A lot of the stars didn't want to play. Like, I get it. Like, you bottom line, if Bradley Beal and Dame are available, you get them. You just figure it out. But it's not a greatly designed roster. Okay, Bucks Suns play tomorrow night. They're stretching this puppy out. I still like the Suns. I have them in six. But I will say this. The Suns are younger, slimmer, more athletic. It's a finesse team. They like a fast tempo. The Bucks are bigger, stronger. You look at the weights of the Bucks. And Milwaukee got home and made this a more physical series. And Chris, you start watching this now, and it looks like to me, whoever's going to win these remaining games is going to be able to force their style of play on the other team. And a lot of that's coaching. But I do think Milwaukee's got a life here because I think they're physically, they're bigger. I mean, outside of Jay Crowder, who's a big guy on Phoenix? The roster's a bunch. It's young. And I do think Milwaukee has seen some things they can do here, and I think they're going to win another game or two in this series. Your thoughts?
Now, look, I'm with you. I've got Milwaukee in game four, so now it's 2-2, and we got drama, and we're excited. Oh, a lot of people will be saying the Bucks are going to win at that point. But I'm with you. I've got Phoenix in six, so I think they would take the next two games. But, yes, look, a lot of people have been saying this throughout the postseason. Bucks, play to your strength. They are a big team.
Yeah.
You mentioned Giannis, but Brooke Lopez is a seven-footer. So they can really beat people up inside. And that's what Giannis did in game three, largely did that in game two. I don't need Giannis right now taking threes and 18-footers, and I don't need him bringing the ball up the court in the half-court set and revving up to drive. I want him in the paint through dives, through pick and roll, through cuts, and in transition with the Euro step, off putbacks. If he stays to that, then he really dominates the game inside.
Yep.
And that opens up the perimeter for Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton. So I'm with you. Milwaukee does have a formula. Look, Giannis has scored more than 40 points, Colin, in three of the five games this year against Phoenix.
Right.
They don't have an answer. DeAndre Ayton actually guards him well. But what happens is he gets Ayton in foul trouble.
Yeah.
And so they don't want to put Ayton on him the whole game because he'll be in foul trouble. So, yeah, they've got some problems for Phoenix. But conversely, Phoenix's pick and roll gives Milwaukee some problems too.
Yeah.
So, it, like you said, which team can impose its will on the other will probably win the series.
Good stuff, Chris Broussard. Good talking to you, bud. Great as always.
All right, Colin.
I was talking on a podcast to Eddie Johnson, who played in the NBA for 17 years and is a Suns broadcaster, and we were talking last night, and Eddie said, we're going to draft size. We got to get bigger. Because young players, let's be honest, when you're young, you burn through more calories, you're thinner. Suns are a finesse team. They were like 25th in offensive rebounds. They're not a big physical team. They were like 25th in blocks. The Suns shot the second fewest free throws in the NBA this year. Why? They're not banging around down low getting free throws. They're fun. I picked them. They're exciting. They're young. They're athletic. They're agile. If this was an octagon fight, Milwaukee would knock this thing out in about 30 seconds. If it was a tug of war, Milwaukee would win on the first pull. So you're talking, they say styles make fights. Styles make and matchups make basketball series. And you have a physical team. And Giannis is not only scoring 40, it looks kind of easy. Like he's scoring. It's like, you know, when you see sometimes an SEC football team in a bowl game, it's not that they're scoring easy. You know, they're getting 9 yards a carry. Giannis is scoring easy. So he's going to get his 35 in this game. It just comes down to which coach can sort of, can Phoenix, can Monty Williams get the tempo moving on this? Do you create traps? Do you try to get people going? And you know, Milwaukee wants to play less transitional, more banging, more down low, more pounding it. I mean, Brooke Lopez and Giannis and P.J. Tucker, these are dudes. These are big physical dudes.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of that.
Like that, see that.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good to have you back in on a Tuesday. Escape QuickBooks with NetSuite by Oracle, the number one financial system. One-of-a-kind financing for those ready to switch from QuickBooks to NetSuite today. NetSuite.com/herd. Go there right now. So Team USA fell to Australia after losing to Nigeria. As Chris Broussard said, it's a weirdly constructed team. You can't just roll out a bunch of guards that can shoot. That's not necessarily a perfect team. And global basketball is better than ever. Greg Popovich got very, very upset with a reporter yesterday talking about the struggles of Team USA.
You know, you asked the same sort of question, the same family of question last time, where you assume things that are not true. When you just mentioned, you know, blowing these teams out, that's never happened. So I don't know where you get that. So, can I finish? Can I finish? Are you going to let me finish my statement or not? So you'll be quiet now while I talk, and then I'll listen to you. When you make statements about in the past just blowing out these other teams, number one, you give no respect to the other teams. And I talked to you last time about the same thing.
Well, we did beat Nigeria by 80 a few years ago. So listen, the reality is the world's getting better. Our guys aren't taking this stuff as seriously. And the other thing is, let's be honest about this. The football culture in America is different than the basketball culture. They used to be more similar, where you both went to high school and had a coach bark at you and you played in a system. Then you went to college for 3 or 4 years and you had a tough coach and were in a system. And then you went to the NBA and you got coached hard, respectfully but hard. And that's still a football culture in America. So guys come into the NFL, they're 23 years old, they get married sooner, they put their money away. It's intense. It is focused. Basketball culture is different. There's so much money now in the basketball shoe business, in the basketball global business, is that basketball culture in America is not building resilient players. It's building talented players, but not resilient guys. I mean, Adam Silver's like, my players are rich and they're miserable because they're on social media. It's not something that football players, you just wouldn't say that. They come into the league a little more mature. They've been coached hard in high school. They've been coached hard in college. They're coached harder in the NFL. Basketball culture is different. You spot the talent at 16, and it is. AAU coach is doing everything he can to get the player. And then the college basketball coach is doing everything he can to get the player for a year. And then the NBA coach gets him and walks on eggshells because the quality of the skill is so great that you need a couple of these great players to win championships or you get fired. And even if you are successful, I mean, Steve Kerr coaching a dynasty, it was a struggle. Spoelstra coaching a dynasty, I mean, he and LeBron had their issues. Basketball's culture is not necessarily building resilient players. It's building gifted players. And I think some of this is you've got kind of a distracted team. We send them to the Olympics. We throw it together. It's a weird construction. The world is better. The gaps have closed dramatically. Now, should we be beating Australia? Yes, badly. Nigeria? Yes, we should be beating them. But the basketball culture is different now. And so when you throw the COVID bubble at players, you throw a condensed season at players. You know, Michael Jordan in The Last Dance was fighting his general manager and owner. In the current dance, they're fighting Twitter. It's a different culture. I get it. I'm not going to lament it forever. But our guys need to toughen up, deal with it, figure out the chemistry, because they should win these games. They should be winning these games by double digits. All right, hour two in L.A. next.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.